we're honest, without making any excuses, we haven't had the best of the conditions in the first 2 days for bowling, but as I said, it's not an excuse. I think we did quite admirably, really. I thought we started well. For predominantly most of the day, we kept them at two and over. We just couldn't get that breakthrough. The ball didn't swing for us like it did for them. The guys tried everything they can to get it to go off the straight, and it just wasn't happening. So I thought they stuck at the task really, really well. It's unfortunate they had to get that catch down at the end with the second new ball. That could have been a crucial wicket, that of Allenby. But otherwise, I think the guys fought pretty hard. But there's no getting away from the fact that our first innings has probably put us under a bit of pressure in this game.
Yeah. You even tried changing the ball as well. I think you managed to persuade the umpires to change it.
Nothing to do with me, but I did speak to Alan Richardson just before that. He said the ball had gone quite soft, so I wasn't surprised when they did change it. But unfortunately, even the second ball, they just seemed said it just didn't swing. So whether that's overhead conditions, I mean, it's a very different day. Who knows?
That is the vagaries of playing cricket in this country, in our climate, in that yesterday, overcast, damp, today, I mean, cold, but bright and fairly raw.
Yeah, and also blustery. Having been a swing bowler myself, blustery conditions aren't actually all that favourable for swing bowling. It's nice to have a breeze, but you don't want it blowing a gale. And as you said, no cloud cover really today like there was yesterday. So, I mean, we would have been, you know, if we'd won the toss yesterday, we would have put them in and use those conditions. It's just a shame you missed that session last night, which could have been tricky for them, and things could have been different today. But as I said, I thought the guys fought pretty hard, and we're not out of it yet by any means.
Yeah. I mean, a couple of times you sort of had them there, but then they got away. North came in, got some runs, and then Allenby at the end got some.
Yeah, I think if I've got any, and I don't want to be critical of our guys at all, just the period up to the new ball, I thought the pressure went off a little bit there. I thought we could have maybe just put them under a bit more pressure in that period leading up to the new ball. And then obviously if we'd had maybe one or two down, we would have been bowling with a new ball at the tail, so we could have maybe mopped them up. But it wasn't to be, and as I said, I think the guys will hopefully recover well tonight and try and finish them off in the morning.
Yeah, 100 and a few more in front could be a useful lead on this pitch though, couldn't it?
Yeah, speaking to the guys, they're saying it's definitely getting easier to bat on. If the conditions which are supposed to get even better for batting improve, then if we can finish them off without getting too many more, I'd back us to bat better second time around with the conditions more for batting. So who knows, if we can get a lead on this pitch as well, then we're still in with a shout.